1. Rishuz Rosh Hashiva, we're on page 271 at the bottom. We started Simen Kuf Chasif Tes. We'll read it again. Tov lo mitpalel hitpalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. Someone who's not daven mincha ne'erev Shabbos mitpalel arvit shtayim shel Shabbos. Harishon la'arvis v'ashniyat l'tashlum. Once again, the halacha is your first tefillah when you're doing tashlumin, the first one is for the chov of right now. And then afterwards, you're going to do tashlumin. Therefore, on Shabbos, if you don't daven mincha ne'erev Shabbos, machlas onus or shogeg, so you daven twice ma'ariv of Shabbos. You take twice a takidashta in your marriage. When that's the first one is your chovah, the second one is tashlumin. Okay, so the same thing l'chorah should be by Rosh Chodesh. Someone does not daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. When he gets to Rosh Chodesh in Marav, you should daven to Shmoneh Esrei is at night with Yalav V'Yavu, and that's going to be Pesach of the Roma. The Beis Yosef happens to bring down the sheet of the Kolbo who says not to say Yalav V'Yavu in both of them, only in the first one to say Yalav V'Yavu. And not the second one. And Lechorim, perhaps the Shulchan Aruch is passing like this because the Beis Yosef seems to lean like this. Nevertheless, the Ramah says not like this. The Ramah paskins v'hu adin. Im lo yitpal mincha be'erev Shabbos be'erev Rosh Chodesh. You do not daven mincha ne'erev Rosh Chodesh. Mitpal shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim. You say Rosh Chodesh shtayim. V'im lo yizker yalav v'yavu b'rishona. V'hizker v'shnia tzarech lasor litpal. Then we'll get to the din like we're going to see it in a second in Sivyud by Avdallah on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, if you have to say yalav v'yavu in both of them, and you go ahead and say yalav v'yavu only in the second one, and not in the first one, so you're Megal, your das, that the second one was your chova, and your first one was just the makeup. And therefore, you are not Yotze that first Shmon Esrei. The second one is going to work for your chova, and this, now you're going to have to daven another Shmon Esrei according to the Rama. Aval, says the Rama, lo yizker b'shtein, you forget Yalav V'yavu in both times. Remember, we're talking about Yalav V'yavu at night, which the halacha is, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei if you forget Yalav V'yavu at night. Therefore, if you forget in both Shmon Esrei to say Yalav V'yavu, oh, hizker b'rishona v'lo b'shnia, you mention the first time, and you don't mention the second time, and tzarech lasor, you're not going to have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei again, because you missed on Yalav, even though you missed on Yalav V'yavu, since you don't have to go back at night. The same is going to be, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, we'll see it inside in a second, that even if it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, you miss Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. That the halacha is, you have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If you then go, don't say Yalav V'yavu in the second Shmoneh Esrei at night, you are still not going to have to. You still do not have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei again, because right now you're standing at nighttime. At nighttime, we don't repeat for missing Yalav V'yavu. So that's the halacha. So number one, before we get to see that inside in Sifkat and Kavav, the end of Sifkat and Kav Zayin tells us like this. Even though we said if you don't say Yalav V'yavu in the first one, and you do say Yalav V'yavu in the second one, you would have to go back because you're showing that the second one is your chova, and the first one is your tashlumen. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sikon Katzayin Od Katav Achronim, Demashakatav Ramah, Dim Lo Hizker B'Rishonim V'Hizker B'Shinat Tzarech Lasser, Hani Mili B'Stama. That's only if you're at Stam Das, we assume then you're saying the second one is your chova. But if your mind was, I know the first one is supposed to be my chova, and the second one is supposed to be my tashlumen, it just happened to be that I forgot Yalav V'yavu the first time, and the second time I remembered, so then that's not going to make you lose out. You're not going to have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei then, because you had the right mindset when you were davening. The first one was chova, and the second one was tashlumen. Only b'stam das. The fact that you said Yalav V'yavu in the second one, and not the first one, that would show you that that was your Kavanah B'Ferish, that the second one was the Shem Chova, then you would have to go back. We'll see this the same sheet of the Mishnah Berurah in the next halacha also. Before then, let's see the end of Sifkat and Kavav. Starting on this page, on page 272 at the top. Two important kulas. Mi shalo yitpal arviz b'rosh chodesh. Someone who does not daven marav on Rosh Chodesh. Vitpal shachri shtayim v'lo hizker b'shnei Yalav V'yavu. If he is davening shachris twice on Rosh Chodesh morning, because he forgot marav the night before. So the lach is obviously going to say Yalav V'yavu in both of them, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but if he forgets Yalav V'yavu in the second one, which is the makeup for Mariv, since Mariv Mikar Dedin, you don't have to meet Rosh Chodesh. So Misafik, we don't go back. Ain Sarach Lit Palach or Lit Palo came in Dafili Mayamit Palo Barav is Gufa. Because even when you're davening Mariv itself for the Shem Chova, Vishachach Ain Sarach Lachzer. In Cain, Lo Yechomar Atashlum Milo Yit Palo Bizman. V'chein, we say the exact opposite also. Im tov lo yitpalu mincha b'rosh chodesh. Someone made a mistake and did not daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh. V'rosh chodesh hu shnei yomim. U'mitpalu arvi shtayim v'yashnia hu l'tashlumi shal mincha. The second Shmoneh Esrei is for your tashlumin of mincha. Afilo hisker bar Rosh Chodesh ein tzarech lachzer. Nighttime, even if you do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the second Shemoneh Esrei, for sure in the first Shemoneh Esrei, but even in the second Shemoneh Esrei, kaven dafilo beikra tfilo darvis ein tzarech lachzer bishvil yalav yavo. Since for Marv itself in the ikra tfilo, you don't have to go back. Kal v'chomer mashu achshav l'tashlumin. So we say both sides of the kula over here. Number one, you go after the tefillah that you're in right now. Mar is right now. So therefore, either Shemoneh Esrei, you forget Yalav Yavo, you do not have to go back. And we also say Lekula, if you're davening for Shachris, okay, you're davening, the first case is if you're making up for Marav. You're davening to Shachris, and therefore you're making up for Marav. Since Mikra didn't Marav, you don't have to go back for Yalav Yavo. In the second Shemoneh Esrei, when you're davening Shachris, which is a makeup for Marav, if you don't say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back. So those are the two kulas over here when you are repeating Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. Good. Let's move on to Sif Yod. We've talked about this halacha before, but this is the din. You forgot. You did not daven Mincha on Shabbos, so you have to do two Marvs. What about Havdalah Tachon and Tano in the Shemoneh Esrei? So says the Mechaber like this. Tov Elohit Pailu Mincha B'Shabbos. If one makes a mistake, and he does not daven Mincha on Shabbos, Mitpalu B'Motzei Shabbos, Shtayim Shocho. In Motzei Shabbos, he's going to say two Shemoneh Esreis. Mavdil B'Rishona, Veinu Mavdil B'Shnia. This is the only B'Feirish Shalach and Shulchan Aruch that there's going to be a difference in the Shemoneh Esrei between the two Shemoneh Esreis. Okay, we saw a possibility by Yalav Yavo, the Beis Yosef might like this, but the Ramah said, not like you say the same Yalav Yavo in both Shemoneh Esreis. Over here in Shulchan Aruch is the only place where there's going to be a difference between the Chova and the Tashlumin. The first Shemoneh Esrei, the Shem Chova, you say Atachon Otano. The second Shemoneh Esrei, you do not say Atachon Otano. What's the difference? Why over here? Why don't you say Atachon Otano in both of them? So the Mishnah Berurah gives it a little bit of a not clear answer, but the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Kadin Kavches, Mishum da Havdalah Dai B'Pam Echad. It's good enough to say Havdalah one time. Mashenki B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Tzarech LaHazkira B'Chol HaTfilos. Mashenki in Yalav Yavo and Shabbos, you have to mention it in all the davening. So what does that mean? Why is it? It doesn't say why, it just tells you what. Why is that true? So I believe the Kavanah is like this. The Yalav by Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you have a Takana. Every time you daven, you have to mention that what you're talking about right now. It's Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Yalav Yavu in every tefillah that you say on Rosh Chodesh. On Chanukah, you have to mention Al Nisim in every tefillah of Chanukah. In Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in every tefillah on Shabbos. However, Atachon Otani, if you look in the Gemara over there in Maseches Brachos, Atachon Otani is not really part of Shemoneh Esrei. It was really a Takana that we had to say Avdallah, and the time when there was Aniyim, okay, they didn't have enough money to buy wine, and therefore they stuck it into Shemoneh Esrei to say Avdallah over there. But it's not really a part and parcel of Shemoneh Esrei per se, and therefore we see over here, it's just really a din. We'll see this beferish in Moreh Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal B'Shem, Rav Chaim. He says like this, that really Avdallah is just a din, that the first time you say Shemoneh Esrei on Motzei Shabbos, or the first time you're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos, whatever it might be in the morning, it might be in the afternoon, depending on the person, that tefillah you have to say Avdallah in. But it's not a din in Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you don't have to mention it in every Shemoneh Esrei, you just have to mention it the first time, and therefore the halacha is the first Shemoneh Esrei, which happens to be L'Shem L'Chova, it's not because it's a Chova. It happens to be the first Shemoneh Esrei you're davening, it's L'Shem L'Chova, you have to say Atachon Otano. The second tefillah, you don't have to say Atachon Otano, that's the halacha. Well, we pass it. So now, what's going to be the din if you flip it and you say Avdallah in the second one and not the first one? Once again, Vimlo Hivdil Barishona Vivdil Bashnia, Shnia Altalo. If you do not say Avdallah in the first one, you said Avdallah in the second one. So Shnia Altalo, the second one is going to be good. How about Rishona Lo Altalo? The first one is not going to be good because the first one you thought was your Tashlumin and therefore it's not going to work. The second one you thought was your Chova will still be your Chova, but now you have to make up the Tashlumin still. And over here, you're Megali, your Das, and that's what you were doing. Vim Hiv Dilbashtayim. Oh, leave Dilbashtayim, Yatsab, once again. If you didn't say Avdal in both them, or you did say Avdal in both of them, so then therefore there's no raya that the second one was your chov and the first was your tashlumin. The stoma, you did it correctly, and therefore you do not have to go back. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say l'shitas over. In the case where you said Avdal in the second one and not in the first one, we're saying, because the stoma, you thought the second one was your chova and not the first one. So once again, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sif Katan Lamed, Kol Zeb Istoma. No, that's not the right one. Sorry, in the Kaf Tes. says, "Ach, in kiven b'machshavot sharishonu lechiyuva v'ashniya l'tashlumin u'mashihi pechav dalaya batalus l'shagav v'lo niskavin klal ain't sar klaser." If it happens to be just a mistake, okay, let's say the first Shmoneh Esrei you just forgot atach onatanu, but you know it was your chov Shmoneh Esrei. The second one became your tashlumin, but you realize I forgot to say atach onatanu in the first one, so I'm going to say atach onatanu in the second one. In this case, that's going to be fine. You're going to be Yotzi or Shmoneh Esrei. It's only when you had Kavano that the second one was your Chova, where it's not going to work for your Shmoneh Esrei. That's what's going to be the halach over here. Once again, it always goes after your Das. If your Das at the end of the day was the correct Das, even though you ended up saying something wrong in the Shmoneh Esrei, it's still going to work. And the opposite's true also. If you basically said Atach Onatanu in the first one, not the second one, for whatever reason you thought the first one was your Tashlumin, you thought Beferis is my Tashlumin, even though you said the right thing by saying Avdal in the first one, you would have to repeat this, you would have to repeat again because your Das was saying the wrong thing. At the end of the day, we go after the person's Das. The first one, L'shem Chova, the second one is going to be L'shem Tashlumin. That's Halacha L'maisa. Let's move on to Yud Aleph. Let's try and finish up this Siman today. Tovim Mincha V'shel Shabbos. So here's the din over here. We just said that if you make a mistake on Shabbos, okay, if you don't daven Shabbos, so you daven two Shmoneh Esrei of Chol and Maariv. But over here, the case is going to be different. What if you did daven Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos, but you really were not paying too much attention, and you ended up saying a Chol Shmoneh Esrei? You didn't daven a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you said a Chol Shmoneh Esrei. Or for that matter, you daven on Rosh Chodesh. We'll see that the second din. You daven on Rosh Chodesh, you said a Shmoneh Esrei, but you forgot Yalo V'Yavo and Mincha. Okay, so Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Rosh Chodesh, you have to take two Shmoneh Esreis. But the question is, do you really say two Shmoneh Esreis over here? Because you already davened Shmoneh Esrei. You said a Shmoneh Esrei Mincha. You just forgot to add in what you were supposed to add in. But over here, what's the problem? Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Rosh Chodesh, your Vayter not going to add in what you were supposed to add in. So are you adding anything by davening an extra Shmoneh Esrei? So this is really a Chakira in when someone forgets Yalo V'Yovel on Rosh Chodesh, what is the halacha? Is when someone forgets Yalo V'Yovel on Rosh Chodesh, it's Shachris and Mincha. And we know we have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei again. Is it because we just forgot Yalo V'Yovel and therefore we have to add in Yalo V'Yovel and Chazal, we're talking to say Yalo V'Yovel, you have to say a whole Shmoneh Esrei again, and therefore we have to repeat it? Or is it the Ki'ilu, we didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei? It wasn't a good Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is uprooted from the beginning. That's the Chakira, and this is Machlokas in the Bali Tosas between, if you look inside, Sivkot and Lamed Beis, between the Ri and the Chachmi Pervanti. This is a beautiful Chakira where it fits beautifully into Halacha. Sometimes we use Chakiras and we have to sort of squeeze it into Halacha. This is Mamish, the Chakira that is Mamish, the two Deas brought down over here in Mishnah Berurah, and tell you how we are going to Paskin Halacha L'maisa. When one forgets Yalo V'Yavo, or one doesn't mention Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, is it that the Shmoneh Esrei is now no good? Or is it that we just have to repeat in order to say, to add in what we were saying before? And therefore, Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Rosh Chodesh, where you can't do that, so you're not adding anything, there's no point in adding another Shmoneh Esrei. That's the 2 days over here. Atosos v'shem re'svirlu de'ein sarich laslo b'shuzal, there's no reason to go back. Da'ak far hitpal Shmoneh Esrei rak sheshachah shel Shabbos. You already davened Shmoneh Esrei, you just happened to forget Shabbos. And therefore you go back and say Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't mention Shabbos, what are you adding by doing the Tashlumin? So there's no point in adding another Shmoneh Esrei. The Chachmei Pervansia Sir Lo. The Chachmei Pervansia, they hold the Mashit Palo Shmoneh Esrei below Shabbos. Havi Ki'ilu Lo It Palo Klal. When someone davens a Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos or in Rosh Chodesh without Yalo V'Yavo, that is Ki'ilu. He did not daven at all. Chazal were Oker his whole Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, he says like this, Kevin Shlo Asa Kadin, since he's not doing it, Kadin. And therefore, why do we pass it over here in Shulchan Aruch? We basically take the 2 days of Chomer and Sif Kasif Yodalf. Tavim Mincha Shal Shabbos, Yi Palo Shmoneh Esrei, Velo Hizkir Shal Shabbos. You do not mention Shabbos in your Mincha Shmoneh Esrei. Mit Palo Bim Motzi Shabbos, Shtayim. You go ahead and day two Shmoneh Esrei and Motzi Shabbos. Ve'enam Avdil B'Shniyah, like we said before. Vit Palo Toba Torah Nedava. But you do the second Shmoneh Esrei like it's a Tfilas Nedava. Okay, you don't even have to add in anything into your Shmoneh Esrei, because end of the day, the fact that you're going to repeat another Shmoneh Esrei, because that's the halacha, that is enough of a chiddush. The same thing applies as we just said, Im lo hisker yalo v'yavo b'mincha. If you don't mention yalo v'yavo mincha shor Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, you not mention yalo v'yavo at mincha, the same din is going to apply. You'll say two Shmoneh Esreis. The second one will be a tfilas nedava, and you will not need b'chadish b'davar. Since, once again, over here, me'ikr the din we're passing in Shulchan Aruch, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esreis. We're just doing a tefillas nedava l'chumra, so even us who don't add tefillas nedavas over here, in this case, we will do a tefillas nedava, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. What to do? He says like this: In Siv Kadon Lamigimel Haynu Shiyasnav Yomar. You make a tznai in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Im Chayav Ani. If the halacha is like the re that you have that you. Sorry, this halacha is like the Chachmei Provancia, that you have to go back. So, Hareza L'chovati, then therefore it's going to be for my Chova, and I would have to go back again, because I have to go back. V'im lav, the halacha would be like the Re, Hareza L'nadava, this will be a Tfilas Nadava. Since it's a 50-50 suffix over here, we'll go ahead and repeat Shmoneh Esrei again, and go ahead and say it with a Tnai of Tfilas Nadav. That's the Hakir over here, and Mamish brought down in Halach Lamaisin. Just to finish off the Sinni over here, sorry, one more thing before we finish off the Sinni, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lami Gimel. This is what we talked about earlier. What if someone does not daven Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos? What if someone does not daven Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos? Do you say Atachon Otanu Sunday morning? So like this, if the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lami Gimel, he says, Imnenas, you should daven shachas two times. That's obviously the lacha. Achas the chov, achas the tashmud. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Velo yomer atachan atana afal pishalo yivdil." You do not say atachan atana, even though you did not make avdala. Since you made avdala already al kos, you don't add it in your Shmoneh Esrei. Now that's the psak of the Radvaz brought down over the Mishnah Berurah. The lacha Berurah also passes like this. However, the Magen Avram, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and others disagree with this psak. And therefore, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal brings down over here, Mipal B'yom, this is what the Shitazul had said before, in the name of Rav Nevinzal. But Chidushi Rav Chaim in the stencils. Eat. Because you meet Pal B'yom, Rishon Shtayim, when you dive, and Shmonasay, in the next day, twice. Yomer Havdala B'kamaisa. You go ahead and say Havdala in the first one. The first one, why would you say Havdala in the first one? The first one is your Chova. You never say Havdala Sunday morning. It should be, if anything, it's going to be in the second one. But this is exactly what we said before. The din of Avdala is not the same din like other things we add in Shmoneh Esrei. The din of Avdala is the first Shmoneh Esrei you say after Shabbos, you add in Atachon Otanu. And therefore, over here, it's not showing this is my Tashlumim. I just want to say Avdala, my first Shmoneh Esrei. And that's what Rav Nevinzal brings down over here. Yom Avdala Kamaisa Davdala ain't a din ba'arvi shel Motzei Shabbos. It's not a din in Marvin Motzei Shabbos. Elokit b'tfila harishona achar Shabbos. It's the din of Tvila Rishon Achar Shabbos Lufize. Who had din Mishayach Eino Onin Rachmanat Sana Yom Shlishi. Someone was an Onin. So they weren't able to bury their car over there, for they're an Onin until Tuesday. V'chei Mishlo Yipal B'mezid, and someone who did not daven B'mezid, he is still going to say Atachon Otanu on his first one Esrei, because this is not a din kashur to Tashlumen. It's a din, and I have to daven say Atachon Otanu my first one Esrei after Shabbos, and therefore whether it's Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos, whether it's Sunday morning, or whether it might be Tuesday morning, if someone was an Onin, you are still going to say Atachon Otanu in that first one Esrei, because it's not kashur to the actual tefillah. It's a separate din altogether. It sounds like Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal is passing like this, halach lemaisa. This is the shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger, as I mentioned before. Okay, so that is the din on Mariv and Motzei Shabbos when someone forgets. And the last din over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Yudbeis, Hatoa, Umaskir Ma'or Shar Yomim Betfila, Shelo Bizman. If someone adds in something in Shmoneh Esrei that he wasn't supposed to, it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is over him by accident because he's used to saying Yalav V'yavo. He says Yalav V'yavo in Shmoneh Esrei. Or, okay, whatever it might be. Besides, we're not talking about over here Mashiva Ruach and Vitein Talmud Talib Rach, those have separate dinim. It's something that you add in. You say Al Nisim. After Chanukah, you've been saying Al Nisim for 8 days, and therefore after Motzei Chanukah, he goes ahead and says Al Nisim again. What's a lacha? Lo havi of sukkah. That's not considered a hesek in a Shmoneh Esrei, and he can continue like he normally does. Miu, says the Rama. In Nizkar Shita, Posika Filubam Sabrach, if you realize you're making a mistake, and you're standing in the middle of Yalav Yavo, Biyom Rosh Chodesh is then, and you realize, whoops, it's not really Rosh Chodesh, you stop right there on the spot, and you continue like normal in your Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that this din would be no worse than someone who talks in the middle of a Shmoneh Esrei. Makes a half second in Shmoneh Esrei, he's saying something that's not really kashur to Shmoneh Esrei right now, so therefore he would go back to the beginning of the bracha again, like if he was masik in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, but it will not have to repeat the bracha, he will not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning if one mentions the wrong thing in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Adkan for today.